Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Weekend is almost here. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday. It's a 25 from 50 inspired Bad Choice Friday today as Ryan Castle takes you through 50 years of KISW, 25 from 50 Saturday and Sunday right here at noon on The Rock. And this weekend, Ryan's going to take you back to 1991, an incredible year in music. Speaking of, it is today the 30th anniversary of the release of Nevermind, Bad Motor Finger, and Blood Sugar Sex Magic from Red Hot Chili Peppers. So there's all kinds of great music from 1991. And then there are these choices, like Right Said Fred.
So sexy, it hurts.
Oh, so painful.
I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan.
Now I got $20 on Right Said Fred.
You think Right Said Fred wins?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping so. Castle's got $20 on Color Me Bad.
All I want to do is take my hands down. I want to sex you up.
Little side action on today's Bad Choice Friday. We need a responsible gambling ambassador. That's what we need in here. So we don't make all this money. That's a fact. Yeah. So, Right Said Fred taking on Color Me Bad. If you'd like to vote, go to our Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. All right, a question. Good or bad? What image from childhood is still burned into your head? And here come those emails in the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Had a couple from today. I afternoon, you sexy bitches. I've had a lot of childhood experiences that left an everlasting image. But one that remains with me is when I cut the end of my right finger off.
Ooh.
Got it caught in the front sprocket of my bicycle as I was riding and checking the chain for tightness. Grabbed the chain, blood everywhere. Rock on, bitches. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Gentlemen, fine Friday to you. 20 years ago, I was working at a store belonging to a local coffee corporation in downtown Tacoma. We had a pretty regular cast of homeless folks. Many of us got to know them by name. One of my most notable was Stu, who was no longer allowed inside the store because of his aroma. Stu was known to let it all go in his pants to the point it would accumulate and be very visible. It was sad, really. Well, after a shift one day, I was at a stoplight right by the store, and right in the crosswalk in front of me, Stu just passes, squats very slightly forward, and unloads in his pants.
Jesus.
Then proceeds to finish going across the street. We made eye contact. It was like looking your dog in the eye when he's dropping one. Have a great weekend, and go Hawks. That from Dan in Tacoma. As we move on to the birthday requests, guys, today is our amazing twins, Zach and Aaron's 9th birthday. We would love it if you would give them a Suck It Up cupcake. Bruce Willis, and your penis is too small. We all love the show. That from Mom and Dad.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
She got a roof to
Your penis is too small!
Guys, my rock and roll daughter turned 25 today. She's an Air Force lieutenant stationed in country music territory. Any advice on the dirty Germans, how she should cope with the CW Rubes on her birthday? Love you guys. That from Carl and Callie in Olympia.
Yeah, this is what I know if you're on country music territory. Everyone around you is hot. Lay on your back, spread your legs, close your eyes, and just let it happen.
Yeah, so one thing I know is that some of these men, some of these college football teams, the rings, they may let you down if it's the ice cold beer or not.
Guys, want to give my stunning wife, Sydney, a birthday shout-out. She is the strongest, smartest person that I have ever met. Could you have the dirty Germans talk about drunk hiking? And a big old bong rip, if you could. Thank you, guys. That from Cody.
Yeah, I like to do what we call indoor hiking when I'm drunk. I simply follow the treasure trail to the mud flats.
Yeah, I just leave my boots on while we have sex.
While eating Chex Mix.
Yeah, trail mix. Yeah, so I mix it up on the trail.
Hiking sex is so stinky, though.
Doesn't matter. You don't care.
Hiking sex?
If you're hiking and then you're camping, you know what I mean? Oh. For extended days.
Yeah, I'm thinking about just a day hiking, popping off the trail.
Gotcha.
Popping off, Miles.
Popping.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm over here, that bear looking at me.
Guys, today is Mr. Bingadee's birthday, a.k.a. Shanawana Ding Dongs. He should be at work waxing his tool cart, but I'm pretty sure he skipped out to go home to get in some kind of a crazy preparation for his funky elk hunt. Can you have hunters Ted, Steve, and Miles talk all over themselves about hunting? Thanks, guys. That from Pat. Well, I'm trying to think.
I'm not sure that I've ever hunted anything.
But Jolas, I want to give a birthday shout out to my amazing husband, Zach. He is 30 today. How about a big old happy birthday with a original fish sandwich? And the Dirty German's talking about turning 30. Thank you, guys. You rock. That from his badass wife, Adriana, and kids, Michael and Alexis.
Get a fish sandwich.
Yeah, turning 30, that's a fantastic age. Try the 30 position. If you pay attention to this, it does not involve your body, just the mouth. You want to be the number 3.
Yeah, this is a bad call there.
Yeah.
So, you know, because if you play with the 3 enough, eventually you get to the O.
Yeah.
Adrienne, not Adriana. I'm getting bad.
Whatever.
Yeah. Naked ladies, today is my homie Nathan Slack's 34th birthday. Can he get a mix from DJ Mike Hawk of his favorite sounds? And Captain Crunch talking about gorillas at the zoo. Thanks, bitches. That from Justin.
Let's see. I think order's been disturbed.
I just said that.
You like that? You like that?
Well, you know the thing about gorillas at the zoo. It's always unpredictable in Cincinnati. They might get shot in the face when you're looking at them. But the old Bronx Zoo, that's where the action is. And right now, if you visit, there's 2 gorillas that might be of interest to you. You've heard of Curious George. Well, now they have Bi-Curious George. But more importantly, and he just made the video rounds earlier this week, is Mighty Joe Tongue.
Oh, no.
So nicknamed by his female counterpart. Crunch babies.
Guys, I want to give a big shout out to...
I like the captain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always a party with me. If you watch the video longer, you see me show up in the enclosure.
Guys, big shout out to my husband, JD, for his birthday today. He's admired, loved, and appreciated by so many. How about a fish sandwich, turtle sex, and a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Terry.
Fish sandwich.
Damn, Terry.
Hello, guys. Long time listener, first time emailer. Can I get some birthday love for my hubby Vinny? He's the big 5-0 today. A bong rip would do, a fish sandwich, and maybe the dirty Germans giving him some advice for getting over the hill. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That's from LD.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, you have to understand, my last name is Hill. So in my world, when you get over the hill, that means you're on top.
Yeah, said you got to watch out because you have a Smith behind you. Yeah, Vinny, we're going to find out tonight how well you cooks your pasta sauce.
Guy's husband, DJ Maury, is 55 years old today. How about a fish sandwich montage and some dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Holly.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some your relish in the morning.
Yes.
At noon, and at night.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, it seems to me that for your birthday, you should actually try to celebrate Christmas early and have yourself, you know, a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah, well, her husband is this DJ Maury. Maybe he should dare and have her do, you know, play with the tables, do a little scratching. Then puts your needle on her vinyl.
Yeah, scratch her turntable.
Yeah. So, you know, Siri, that should work.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, put those tools to work.
Yeah. Just this time you DJ with just two fingers apiece.
Two-finger DJ, they call it.
Two-finger DJ. Just... Yeah.
Error.
And then she'll think you're done. You yell, remix! As you go back down there. She puts it to work.
Guys, happy 60th birthday to James. Can he get a ladies' man fish sandwich? And Captain Crunch telling him it's brighter outside of the closet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Ooh. Well, it might be true that it's brighter on the outside of the closet, but the old captain, much like Tarzan, swings both ways. You can hang out in the closet for me. It's where I met Tom Cruise the first time. Just keep the lights off and pretend it's somebody else's mouth. Then you'll feel my mustache. Crunch bag.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. Ted, this one's for you. Hey,
all
Ted.
Right.
Did you hear the good news? Formula One is scheduled to race in Miami starting next May. That makes two U.S. Grand Prix events if they continue to race in Austin, Texas. That from Eric from the Sound.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because right now they just the racetrack of the Americas in Austin.
Would you ever go?
Yeah. Oh no, I'll definitely go. I'll definitely go to one here in the States.
Okay.
I had a buddy that's going this year. I thought about it, but instead we chose Milwaukee. It was a price issue.
Oh well, that...
Formula One is not a cheap sport to go watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, it is not.
Okay. Let's see here. Perks of the job. Guys, listening to your show on the Odyssey app from a few weeks back, you were talking about the perks of the job. My wife is a retired flight attendant, and right after we got married in 98, she was working a flight to Tokyo. So I tagged along. Got to fly first class, both directions, standby, and rode the crew bus to the hotel and back with the crew. Whole trip cost me $105, and I easily ate and drank that much booze on the flights. Her friends working first class hooked me up with all the booze and wine and food I wanted. I was stuffed. We also flew to Seattle, to Amsterdam, first class round trip on our 1 year anniversary because she hadn't called in sick for a year. That was awesome on such a long flight. Took advantage of her perks. 1 year we flew standby to Hawaii for a week 3 times in 3 months, plus trips to Mexico, Arizona, and Boston, all flying standby. My job, I had a great perk, or used to, was part of a beer distributorship in Portland, Oregon. So I could grab all the free samples I wanted. We distributed several dozen craft beers, so I got my hands on some real high-end rare stuff that was really hard to come by. Sold it 3 years ago, no regrets, living my best life now. Cheers, guys. That from Jim, your loyal Pasco podcaster, using the Odyssey app. Mike's got an interesting story coming up for you, Jim, about twerking.
Yeah, let's say he's out there in the twerking section.
That's right. Most impressive thing that your pet has ever done. Oh, yeah, it's back in the day. I was living with three of my friends. One of my buddies had the sweetest lab I've ever met. I basically helped raise it from a puppy. Well, me and one of my roommates decided to move out together, and the night before we were going to move, we decided to throw a party. We all went in the store to get supplies. When we got back, the dog was waiting for us at the door, and it had that look in its eyes. We walk up the stairs to the living room, and the only couch out of the three couches that was mine was missing a cushion. It was on the other side of the living room, all ripped up with the stuffing everywhere. I couldn't even get mad because I truly believe this dog knew the couch was mine and was just pissed I was moving out. It was too big of a coincidence. Later, fellas, and rock on. That from Morgan. All right, I think it's time we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
At the city shore, Sip Shack sits, Shane's Shifty City Ship Schlitz. Shane's City Sheep Sheets sit at the city shore ship shack until they're shipped by Shane's Shifty City Ship Schlitz.
Three times fast.
At the city shore ship shack sits Shane's Shifty City Ship Schlitz. Shane's City Sheep Sheets sit at the city shore ship shack until they're shipped by Shane's Shifty City Ship Schlitz.
One.
At the city shore ship shack sits Shane's Shifty City Ship Schlitz. Shane's City Sheep Sheets sit at the
And let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, boy. We can push through it all because it's Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man, our brains were on fire last night, Mike.
No, literally.
Yes. Oh, creativity.
Literally, the drug we got was weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. It's still burning the inside of my nostrils.
It was interesting to watch while I was sipping my cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the cocoa?
It was great.
Okay.
Was
I do my best work.
A little bit sugarier than I usually have, though.
Don't ask questions.
I was wired, man.
Lo and behold, though, we come in here, and believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, we got an email from a listener. I know that seems a little bit strange, especially for Ted versus the FCC. Actually, we got a Ted versus the FCC submission, maybe for the first time ever, from a listener.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I would not have worked so hard last night had I known.
Says, gentlemen, I figured since Miles and Thrill are always up until the wee hours of the morning concocting challenges for Ted, I'd give them a break this week.
Hey, thank you, man.
Good luck, Ted.
So kind.
This is an oldie but a goodie from Jay, and it's very simple, and it's one of the older tongue twisters out there, but it goes something like
this. All right.
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters... They cut socks.
So almost got you there, Montgomery.
The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They cut socks. Three sock cutters. They cut socks. Four sock cutters. They cut socks.
Three times fast.
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
One.
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutter, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Two.
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Ho, 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 ho.
There you go.
Another one in the win column on Ted versus the FCC. Keep in mind, Ted versus the FCC redemption is coming up with the Men's Room Happy Hour. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day into the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now.
To hear him say that.
First quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All righty then, the FBI has listened to...
Goodness gracious.
Focus, Mike, focus.
I'm trying, man. I'm scared here.
You're all right. One of those days. The FBI has loosened their restrictions about hiring people that have smoked marijuana, but only if you used it no more than 24 times in your life.
Yeah, sure. It was 23.
They know you're going to lie to them.
Right.
Right, they know this. Basically, what they're saying is, like, if you're going to lie to us and say you've only done it 24 times in a life, if we do occasionally pop you for a test, it should come up clean.
Right.
Dude, my buddy, this happened to him. You know my buddy, Will.
Yeah.
He went through all the process, like, everything. And then, like, one of the last tests or whatever, he was like, oh, hey, I smoked weed, like, twice. It hasn't been 3 years, though. It's been 2 years, like, 11 months. And they were like, oh, sorry, we can't take you. Like, good call, FBI.
Well done.
Now, it worked out well for him in corporate Under Armour and now works for Bisciotti.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Really?
But just a mate, like, I get it, but now that it's becoming a little more, like, you know, that's like saying you can't work for the FBI if you had a beer underage.
But the problem, the FBI, I don't think the FBI honestly cared.
No.
Yeah. But most of the administrations will go in because it's a federal thing. Right. You know what I mean? Just like, sorry, man. I could not believe
this.
You know
the agent listening to this right now is baked.
I applied for a job at a restaurant in New Orleans. First of all, everyone in every restaurant is high on something. And if they're not, they're not good at their job, right? So, and it's New Orleans. Everybody's drunk. People do drugs, whatever. And I could not believe it. Went through this interview process. But the woman, she really, really, really wanted to hire me. And we were just getting along as people. So I'm like, bam, I got this. So the last thing she said was, we do drug testing here. Is that going to be a problem? And I said, it's not going to be a problem for me. But I think you guys might be upset. And what you find, I said, but that said, to tell you how good of an employee I am, at that time, it was like $90 for them to submit the test.
Goodness.
So I can save you guys $90 and just tell you what you find.
Right.
I'm like, I'm already cost cutting for you. And I did not get that job.
Colombia is considering giving people two paid days off work to mourn the loss of a pet.
A pet?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, you gotta put your dog down, or maybe your cat runs away. I'll give you 2 days.
I'm moving to Bogota.
Just for that.
Bogota.
Whatever it is.
Bogota.
You say Bogota.
Bogota. That sounds like a car.
I Bogota go.
I don't know how they knew I wasn't from the country.
You Bogota go.
Where are you from? Bogota.
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 Sir, do you mean Bogota? No, Bogota.
Bogota.
Bogota, a lot of drugs.
Get the hell out of here.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has recommended people not attempt the new trend of inhaling hydrogen peroxide to treat COVID-19.
Oh, my God.
Again, if you're talking to adults, don't warn them.
Right. This had to be said.
Hey, no, it didn't. Again, if you're an adult, we don't have to tell you this.
Right.
You should already know, and if you don't, you're doing us a favor.
Right.
It is unlikely that you are contributing anything positive or beneficial to society if you have not already reasoned that snorting hydrogen peroxide is a bad idea.
That just means that you believe and do anything that social media tells you to do. And that's kind of the problem that we're dealing with right now. So
It is a self-correcting problem.
It's a fact.
Stop warning people.
The average person has 3 credit cards, and only 1 in 3 pay it off in full each month.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense. I mean, most credit cards, look, they don't want you to pay it off.
No.
Right.
One, so depending, like American Express, you got to pay, basically it's a debit card.
Yes.
I mean, you can make a $500,000 purchase. They don't ask any questions, but you're going to owe this on that date. They don't do the whole rollover
thing, right? Well, the way they sucker me in, man, is just based on the point system that you get.
Sure.
So, if you have an Alaskan Airlines credit card, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Stick with that one just so that, you'll maybe be able to get a free ticket down the road. That's the way I look at it. If you got 3 or 4, I'm all those points kind of spread out on you.
Right.
But whatever you do the most, like if you stay in a hotel a lot or you fly or whatever your gimmick is, Nordstrom cards gives you points back on clothes, whatever you're into,
just stick with that one card, man. And keep in mind, if you pay off your credit card debt on time, if you're like overly responsible, it's problematic down the road. Well, my wife and I went to buy a house. They called me a debt risk because I was not in debt.
Right.
All right. So they went through all my stuff and they said, well, you keep paying your credit card things off.
My God.
On time. I said, because that's what you goddamn do as an adult. And I choose to be responsible. I mean, it's my freaking money. I want to know what's going on. And they said, look, you need to carry some debt for them to be comfortable giving you a loan. And honest to God, so I had to ask out loud. I said, what you're telling me is they're not sure if I'm responsible because for the last decade, I've been responsible. They can see whatever I've charged, and I paid it off, which is the agreement I signed in the first place, and that's risky behavior.
Right.
And they said, yeah. So for about 3 months, we just charged the living hell. I mean, we bought ourselves a bunch of crap.
Sure.
And we didn't need it. I said, whatever you do, don't pay that. And sure enough, got a great loan. Good. I'm like, this is goddamn ridiculous.
It is.
It's so ass backwards.
Heaven's busy. A new study found that 43% of us are doing our childhood dream job.
That many, huh?
Yeah.
What was the percentage?
43%. And I'll circle back to that here in just a minute, because I actually do have a top 10 list that we're going to cover.
All right. Okay.
Here. But 1 in 6 people have already started holiday shopping.
The older I get, well, that's not true. Having kids, I understand.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things that certain of them want that I know will be more in demand as we get closer.
Yeah.
So you kind of have if you see this thing at goddamn Target, just buy it now and we'll put it in the closet.
Start doing it online right around this time of year just because I'm an idiot and I forget things rather quickly. So that aren't important in the immediate time. Based on what we got going on here at work,
sure.
I got to worry about what's happening in the immediate. So if it's on my brain and I know that somebody wants something, I'll buy it as quickly as I can, just so I'm not that jackass on December 23rd running around the mall in the midst of everybody else trying to get what they get. Because I've been that guy before.
I will give you a secret.
Sucks.
I will give you a hint. And this applies to everyone on the show. If you think of it and you're scared that you will forget, email my wife.
Oh, okay.
She'll have that goddamn thing ordered for you and tell you, she'll be like, Venmo me the money.
Cool.
That is everything. Like, hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Help me out.
Yeah, just text her like, hey, don't let me forget this. She won't.
Well, me and my brother used to always shop on the 23rd.
Yeah.
That was just like our thing.
Right.
We'd hit the mall on the 23rd, deal with the crowds, mm-hmm. go get beers.
Yeah.
See, I don't like dealing with the crowds, Ted.
Yeah, but they also got beers.
Yeah. It's just like a tradition.
For me, it's a chore. Gotta do all this crap. 1 out of 3. And then I gotta stay up the entire night beforehand, wrapping there before Christmas morning the next day and act like it's been sitting under the tree for 3 weeks.
Are you serious? You don't have children.
I know. But I have a tree and I keep the presents under there. It's a good little display.
But I'm saying, why are you staying up on Christmas Eve? Just wrap them before.
Wrap them before Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm an idiot, Ted, and I forget to wrap these things and I put it off. I'm not doing it because I like the tradition of wrapping on Christmas Eve. I do it because I'm a moron.
I do not like wrapping the gifts on Christmas Eve.
No.
More than that, I hate putting together that goddamn thing that we bought for the kids that we need to put together on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And now it is 4:30 in the morning, and I know they will be up in 2.5 hours.
Yep. It's Christmas morning!
I know, goddammit.
Yay!
The presents will still be there.
There was a rule in my household. Nobody talks to us till 9.
9?
9.
My parents made us wait until 7. My kids, I say wait until 7, but honest to God, truth, my daughter gets very, very excited about Christmas Day, which I love, and I get it, you're a kid.
Yeah.
Her younger brother, You try to wake him up, he's like, it's a day off and the gifts will be there. Seriously, yeah, he is
like, the rule in my house growing up was you couldn't open presents until everyone was awake.
Right.
So that was a good thing because, you know, like, I slept in. I'm sleeping.
I always liked when I was a kid, we had the tree in the basement. So you'd be up, but you had to wait for your parents to get up. And then it was like, my dad had to go downstairs first, make sure Santa was gone.
I see.
See, I couldn't get my parents up before 7 o'clock on Christmas Day when I was a kid. But now my dad wants Christmas morning to start at like 8 o'clock in the morning because we're going to do breakfast. Like, where was this before?
Did your adults do breakfast at 9 or 10?
Yes!
10.
Come on, man! Help me out. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, like I mean, I go to brunch on Christmas Day at like noon.
Right. I'm an adult, man. I wake up at Christmas. I don't want to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. I don't. I want to wake up at 9. The average person has over 1,600 unread emails and 47 unread texts.
Wow. That would drive me nuts.
I don't know how you can do it, man.
I don't either.
Well, I know I have a lot of unread.
Oh, I do. In my private email?
All right, so
a lot of
right
just
there.
Spam or whatever.
Yeah, but like, I delete them when they get there, though.
My Apple
292
phone.
Emails.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man.
But it's on my iPhone, right? So the only I don't even know what that email address is, so I know factually no one I know has sent me anything. It's just like Apple send you buy this, here's an
sure.
update. What right? So my wife saw it the other day, at that point it was like 63. So why do you have so many emails? I said, I've never checked it since I got the phone. I've never given out this email address.
No.
There's nothing on there I need to see.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like my private email, like stuff if it's something I need to look at, I open it. Mm-hmm. If not, I just kind of forget and it just sits in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to see how many emails I have on my iPhone before I have to update and get a new iPhone. I'm trying to get to about 1,500.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it's just a goal because yeah. I'm never going to read it.
As I said before, 43% of Americans claim that they're in their dream job right now or at least one of the jobs that they wanted as a kid. Another 19% said that they used to have their dream job but don't anymore. So this caused people to ask a couple questions. Aaron, the average person was 7 years old the first time that they knew what their quote-unquote dream job was.
Man, that's early.
Do you guys have any idea what your dream job was when you were younger?
I was like policeman, fireman.
Right.
And it's exactly... And it's not that... It's that you were going to do all of them. So I was going to be a policeman.
Astronaut.
I was going to be a fireman.
That's right.
I was definitely going to be an astronaut. I was going to be a trash guy because at that time they still rode on the back of the truck,
nice.
Which was the appeal.
That always did look fun.
But also, I was going to do all of that while also playing NFL football.
Attaboy.
Yeah. And I do none of those.
When I was a kid, I thought that there were literally three jobs that you could choose. And it was whatever. you drove one of the three light up cars. You're either a policeman, you're either a fireman, or you... I think I called it an ambulance man back
yeah,
in the
Yeah, ambulance
day.
Man, yeah.
Right. You're driving one of the three emergency vehicles. So I asked my dad, which one are you, Dad? He says, I'm an auctioneer. I don't know what that means.
Right.
I'm five. And then, of course, I wanted to be an auctioneer after that. Ted, any dream jobs that you had when you were younger?
Oh, same thing. Probably baseball player was number one.
Nice. So, actually, we do have the top 10 things that we wanted to be as kids. Number 10, a writer. Hmm. You guys ever have that writer friend? Had a crap ton of notebooks that they had in there.
In my teen years, I did for sure, yeah.
A couple more here on the honorable mentions here were computer programmer, veterinarian, pilot, business owner, and astronaut.
Pilot was a big one.
And number 9 is the athlete. That's where you get your basketball players, your football players, your baseball players, all them. Top 10 things that we wanted to be as kids.
Youth sports are popular.
Yeah.
That's right. Number 8 was a dancer.
Hmm.
My sisters both did ballet when I was younger. I don't know that either of them ever actually wanted to be a dancer.
Right, okay, I got you.
You know?
Probably after they started in ballet and decided, I do not want to be a dancer.
Exactly.
Now they're working the pole.
I feel like, oh, God.
So proud of you, baby.
In ballet shoes.
You knew when you were 7.
She's
got
dancing.
Your dream job.
Yeah, all the tap, all that stuff.
Work.
Did you imagine you go to a strip club, she comes out and tap dances.
That's great.
Everything's just jiggling all around.
You got a tough edge.
Dude, I went to a strip club the other night. Woman tapped. It was amazing.
She better be very attractive.
That would
be
see this awesome. Chick, man.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Have a gal come out there do puppetry.
Yeah.
Number 7, a scientist.
And that's for a me, very broad term.
Exactly. I mean, like, yet we all use it. I'm going to be a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Well, I don't know.
That's right. I'm
science?
I'm going to do science. It's what I'm going to stand in front of a table with things that are bubbling and different colored chemicals that are all just sitting there.
And wear a white lab coat.
And say Bunsen burner. Top 10 things that
I
we
mean,
want.
A lot of people did grow up to be scientists. It was meth.
You know what? That is a good point.
Yeah.
Like they're chemists.
I'm a chemist.
Well, they're chemists. Correct.
There's a lot of mathematicians out there, the guys that you know, do all the drugs in the metric system, right, and can do the conversion to standard instantly.
And you'll become a business owner and a salesman.
I'm an indoor farmer. Yes. I'm a closet farmer.
Closet farmer, yeah.
Closet farmer.
What are you growing?
Oh, you know, carrots, peas.
I buy all the red lights. Mm-hmm. Number six, singer or musician.
Of course.
Sure. I feel like Disney Channel tells us that we all want to be singers, though. Every little girl needs to be a singer.
But everybody likes to sing. You know, you don't
kids,
do it
right, kids
in
like
front
to sing.
Of people. But like my daughter literally sings. The girl sings in her sleep. It is a dance. She'll be dead asleep and she's singing. It's like, Jesus, do you ever shut up? I mean, you're asleep and your mouth is open.
Like, man, God. Set a recorder next to her bed. We drop that mixtape. Top 10 things that we wanted to be as kids. Number five is a teacher.
Yep.
That one always amazed me. Because there was a handful of kids that did want to be teachers, but as soon as they got into school, everybody complained about being in school, which is why I never understood how teachers ever were a thing.
There's a lot of teachers, you know, for kids, it's kind of like your parents, right? You said your dad was an auctioneer, and you're like, oh, I want to be an auctioneer.
Right.
So a lot of times when you meet a teacher that has an impact on you as a younger kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Especially like if, you know, nowadays, like everybody's parents are working and stuff. I mean, for me, right, both my parents work. So there's a lot of teachers that had very specific influence.
You bet. Number four was an artist.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yet again, that's broad, but we always thought of painting.
I was going to say, right, finger painting.
You know why? Because when you're growing up, every single piece of artwork you bring home is beautiful and wonderful. And it's so good that it's up on the fridge. So it must be good. And guess what? It's not. It's called nostalgic. It's called as a parent. Yeah, it means something to me, but don't get mad when I say, oh, it's a beautiful horse. It's not a horse. It's a cow. And you're like, Jesus Christ. I don't know. Hey, that's a quick lesson, by the way. If you're a new parent, if your kids are not in school yet, when they come home with artwork, don't guess what it is unless they ask you to guess what it is. Because when you tell them that's a beautiful fill in blank, when they break into tears, and you're like, oh, damn it. Okay.
Nice elephant.
Not a cow, not a cow.
It's a flamingo.
Is it a flamingo? It's not even an animal. Like, oh,
it's a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I was going to say that. God, that's a horrible art.
Number three, an actor or an actress. Makes sense. It's all you want.
Of course.
Number two, a lawyer.
That's higher up than I would have guessed.
As a kid, I can't
imagine.
Because
you really don't understand the dynamic of what that job entails.
No, but I think it's just kind of the drama that you would see in any kind of pop culture reference. You know, the Perry Mason of the
TV show. Right, you always do good. Right, there's a perception we have of lawyers in general. But, you know, when you watch TV, they fight for the good. You know, they'll go to hell and back for it.
That's right.
You got to remember, like, 2% of lawyers are trial lawyers.
Right.
That actually, you know,
right, like my buddy
in front of a jury.
Like my buddy Joe. I'd want to be a lawyer, like, because he's actually a trial lawyer.
In court, mm-hmm. Right.
But most lawyers I know, he's got to be one of the only ones I know that will go try a case.
Damn. Right. I'd say most people I know that are lawyers. Yeah. Like,
my brother's a lawyer. He's never even done that, ever.
I was going to say, he's probably never been in a courtroom.
No, he's a corporate lawyer.
Yeah.
He just threatens people with lawsuits.
Exactly. Yeah. He just serves papers.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is the number one thing that we wanted to be as a kid. We've danced all around it. Nobody's touched it, especially nowadays. A doctor or a nurse.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It takes a certain level of intelligence, though.
It does.
Which I do not possess.
You ever hear that kid say that they want to be a doctor and you know instantly that they're not going to be a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know, so I'm like, you know, you're too stupid.
We had a guidance counselor, but he just cut to the quick. Like, hell no.
Oh, no.
He's supposed to be Mr. Positive Uplifting. He's like, no way. No effing way. I'll bet you $100.
And you're 25 reunion. I will give you $10,000.
You're a doctor.
I wonder about that sometimes. Should we be more honest with kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, president. No.
No, you're not. You're
not. No. It's not going to happen.
I mean,
it's about having money.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh. If you can make the money, you can go ahead and do anything you want. But yeah, some kids, how to be a doctor? Like, no, you're not.
It's going to be a basketball player. You're 4 foot.
Look, you might be in college for 8 years, but it's going to be a 4-year course. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like my niece played high school sports, but when she was a little kid, she really loved track. And we were just like, just stop it.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, sorry, you're not going to get much taller. You're still a Smith. Like, just put a stick in your hand and go hit somebody.
Stick to the shot put.
Yeah, no stay in your lane, friend.
A woman in Florida was arrested for beating her boyfriend, but you'll never guess why.
Why?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.